The Tampa City Council today voted to put on the 2010 ballot a measure that would put in motion the process to treat reclaimed water for drinking. The process is known as groundwater replenishment or reverse osmosis, where wastewater can be treated into the ground and then processed to become suitable for human consumption. City Council member Charlie Miranda is a strong supporter of the concept. He attempted to allay any squeamish concerns by comparing the process to where the city gets much of its water currently, the Hillsborough River.
Do we think that the Hillsborough River is pristine and clean and there's nothing going on there? Don't we believe that there's bird droppings, dead carcasses, things of that nature that fall not only in our water supply, but all over the country? Do we think that the well fields are clean, that there's no cow manure, that there's nothing, that it's just beautiful green grass and there's nothing going on? Absolutely not.
The issue came up during a council workshop about how to expand the city's reclaimed water program. Currently, the city wastes 55 million gallons of the resource daily, with less than 4,000 households using the service for irrigation purposes. Miranda called reclaim the last low-lying fruit possible in an area increasingly contending with droughts.
And we're the only community that has it in great numbers of 55 million a day. And as you grow, that becomes larger, and you have the capacity in that plant to go to 90 million or maybe at 60 million.
The issue of treating wastewater into drinkable water is controversial. City Councilman John Dingfelder, not present at today's workshop, has spoken out loudly against the idea. Reverse osmosis is not part of the $340 million plan that the Pam Iorio administration had set out to speak about on Tuesday. Water Department Director Brad Baer told council members that the cost of a new plan troubled him slightly.
I don't have a concern about the treatment process of reverse osmosis. It would work, but it would be an additional cost to what we have proposed to you. So additional to the $340 million proposal would be at least $100 million, probably in the neighborhood of $140 million based on the California numbers, to build a reverse osmosis plant at the Howard Curran site.
Councilwoman Winnesall Senna asked Baird that wouldn't the cost overall be saved, though?
Investment in reverse osmosis would be a one-time hit, but then we could not have to spend on an annual basis millions of dollars on these chemicals.
Actually, the reverse osmosis would be in addition to the additional chemical costs. The O&M, the operation and maintenance costs associated with a reverse osmosis plant, as we've seen with Tampa Bay Water's desalination plant, is very high.
Salcena then suggested that approval of the issue should be up to Tampa citizens.
It's so significant, it should not be made by a board, particularly the Swift Mud Board is not an elected one. I think it should be made by the people in our community because it's a matter of such importance. So, and I think that 2010 gives plenty of time for the issues to be aired and for the public to tune in. So I will support that motion. I think that it's appropriate for the public to weigh in on it because of its gravity.
Earlier, the city's Administrator of Public Works and Utility Services, Steve Dagnalt, presented proposals that the city hopes to do in terms of dealing with reclaimed and the use of potable water in the city, including a rate hike on heavy water users.
And so we would propose a Tier 5 that would have the range going from 75 CCFs to 99, and then to get that rate, we doubled the $4.06 to $8.12, and then the Tier 6 would be anybody over 100 CCFs and above would be, again, another $4.06 or a total of $12.18.
Charging higher rates for heavier consumers received some skepticism from some council members. But upon learning that heavy water users only represent 1% of the Tampa population, Councilwoman Mary Mulhern suggested that the water rates should be raised for everybody in the city.
It makes sense what the one expert you were talking about said, that we really need to share the pain and, you know, raise the rates for everybody, or you're not going to be creating any kind of disincentive to using.
I don't know about that.
Makes a lot of. I know
it's. There's philosophy.
That doesn't sound popular, but when you're talking about water shortage, which we're going to be facing more and more, and we're going to, you know, the climate report that came out last week said we're going to have more and more drought here. So it's not, we're not talking about an, you know, anomaly that we've had a three-year drought.
Dagnett also brought up the issue of how the city would be able to raise money for an expansion of reclaimed water.
We're also hopeful that something like a readiness to serve fee would help us cover that cost of the capital expansion. It does improve people's property values when they have that additional utility out there. That's a way that we're proposing. We look at expanding this and become the city standard. Again, not putting too big of a problem like an assessment on folks. Some folks might be able to afford it, and some folks may not.
City officials have been negotiating to get some of the city's biggest water customers, like Tampa International Airport, onto reclaimed. There's also the possibility of expanding reclaimed into South Pasco County.
So, again, it looks like something that is feasible. It is something Tampa Bay Water is looking at doing, and they would help us with that cost of that pipe getting water to what would be the next area of high water use so that the reclaimed folks could, the people could use reclaimed up there.
Not everybody's a fan of reclaimed water. Gardener John Stern said that 67 trees in Tampa are salt sensitive and are affected by reclaimed water being used on them.
I would like y'all to consider maybe as your legacy, because this is what y'all do for a living now, and I'd like to picture yourselves, say, 10, 20 years from now, and Tampa minus laurel oaks, minus citrus, minus all the plants on these two sheets of paper. An aquifer loaded with sodium and chlorides. And I would think that you guys would not want that to be your legacy. You have other options. We don't need to build two more plants of the same flawed design.